President Trump, South Korea to build nuclear-powered submarine right here in the good old USA by Amy Furr on October 30, 2025. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he has given South Korea approval to build a nuclear-powered submarine in America. His announcement on Truth Social came during his successful trip to Asia. South Korea has agreed to pay the USA $350 billion for a lowering of the tariffs charged against them by the United States. Additionally, they have agreed to buy our oil and gas in vast quantities. And investments into our country by wealthy South Korean companies and businessmen will exceed $600 billion, the president wrote. Our military alliance is stronger than ever before and, based on that, I have given them approval to build a nuclear-powered submarine, rather than the old-fashioned, and far less nimble, diesel-powered submarines that they have now. A great trip, with a great president of South Korea, he added. In a subsequent post, Trump said, South Korea will be building its nuclear-powered submarine in the Philadelphia shipyards. Right here in the good old USA, shipbuilding in our country will soon be making a big comeback. Stay tuned. President DJT. Shipbuilding in the United States has been in decline for decades and has fallen behind China. President Trump offered hope for reviving the sector during an address to Congress in March when he announced that he would create an office of shipbuilding and said, "We used to make so many ships. We're going to make them very fast, very soon." Breitbart News reported October 16. The Chinese Commerce Ministry on Tuesday announced sanctions against five subsidiaries of South Korean shipbuilding company Hanwha Ocean. The sanctions appear to be retaliation for a U.S. investigation into China's dominance of global shipbuilding, and the sanctions arguably demonstrate that Washington's allegations are correct. The president said on Wednesday that he and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung had wrapped up most details regarding a bilateral trade deal, Breitbart News reported. His comments came while he was dining with Lee and fellow leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, forum in Gyeongju. "We made our deal, pretty much finalized it," Trump said. "We discussed some other things to do with national security, etc. And I think we came to a conclusion on a lot of very important items." Breitbart News also reported that Lee presented Trump with his nation's highest honor during his visit, the Grand Order of Ma Gung-hwa, to commemorate his efforts as a peacemaker, making him the first American president to receive the honor. He was also given a replica of the Golden Jinmishan crown. South Korean Deputy Foreign Minister for Protocol Affairs Kim Tae-jin said, "We present this gold crown to you on this joyous occasion of your state visit to Gyeongju because it symbolizes the spirit of Sheila, which brought peace to the Korean Peninsula for the first time, and the opening of the golden age of the Korea-U.S. alliance."